How y'all doing?
Happy little Friday.
Yeah, we're getting a little closer, right? Feels nice. Thursday, we've got Throwback Thursday going on here. We're going to slip into that in just a second. We are also going to do some STDs. We're spreading the love around here in a very nice and friendly way. It stumped the DJs. Now, we're looking partly sunny today and a high of 61, so a little bit warmer than it was yesterday. All right, here we go. We are going to tell you that the theme for our STDs. Now, in case you're not familiar, first of all, we probably ought to explain the stump the DJ thing.
Yeah,
and then so we'll explain the Throwback Thursday thing.
We play songs from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s every Thursday, starting at 6 a.m. The voting starts at 5 a.m., but 6 to midnight, we play them back twice an hour as voted in by all y'all. We do it four times in the noon hour for lunch, and it's just a chance to hear some songs you haven't heard for a long time.
There you go. The explanation of TBT. Now, here's your STD, the Stump the DJs thing, and that is a theme we'll go along with throughout the morning here, Monday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then what we will do is the theme is National Life Insurance Day today.
Okay.
I know. It seems so odd. It's so weird, but anyway, that's what the theme is now. Just anything to go along with that. Let's tune up our ringer dinger thingers.
Oh, I don't even. Let's see.
You've lost your ringer dinger.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Where did you put it?
I'm back.
It's way over there.
It's in storage. But I just got it out. I'm ready to go.
She has a pretty big area over here that she occupies
this
now.
This new studio is so nice.
She's kind of like, she's got a whole countertop, so she's got a slider chair on over. Here we go.
All right.
Ooh, you're flat.
Right on the money.
Nope, flat as a...
Beautiful.
Flat as a two before. With maybe a little bit of warping in there. Anyway, so there we go. Here is the song. I'm going to just start it where it's at because the intro is a super long intro. That groove.
Oh yeah.
Man, I hope. I hope the oven's still on when I get home.
Oh my god.
You are the only one, my everything, and for you the song I sing.
It's all my life insurance.
Yes, that's
Casey
it.
And JoJo.
Yep.
Wow.
Found you have a $2 million policy. I'll marry you on the spot.
Chad and Lori,
yeah.
Daybell.
Right, man. Holy crap! That went a different direction.
That went somewhere totally.
That's what the testimony was about yesterday.
Yeah, it was about the insurance policy.
He was out trying to buy insurance for him
and didn't
Lori,
include the two kids,
right?
But not the children.
Yeah,
because he knew they weren't. Sadly, I shouldn't be laughing.
That is sad thing.
He's a slime, is what he is.
Sick,
oh my
individual.
Gosh, unbelievable.
Totally.
But man, I hope y'all are doing better than I am as far as getting some life insurance in place. But there you go. That's the theme, National Life Insurance. So anything to go along with that throughout the morning, that's going to be our STD, our stuff.
Are you trying
DJs.
To get some life insurance, Dave?
What's that?
Are you trying to get life insurance?
Yeah, I have been for like 5 years. It's not that I can't. I just got to do it. I got to pull the trigger and do it. Stupid.
All right.
The older you get, the more you pay.
Yeah, Dave.
Thanks, Mom. I appreciate that advice.
I don't know if you can afford it now.
Yeah. As soon as I find my damn folder for my taxes, then I'll go ahead and get life insurance.
All right. Trisha Yearwood, the woman before me, came in third. Randy Travis, who has a new single coming out this week, wow. By the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Forever and Ever, Amen was second, but this was the winner. Dave.
Oh, baby. I will do Under This Old Hat.
Chris Ledoux.
What there a way to kick it off.
That is a fun way to do it. Happy TBT.
Well, I never was the kind to wear my feelings on my sleeve.
We're doing it this morning, right out of the chute for Throwback Thursday. Good job. Way to vote. That is not our choice. That is your choice. You actually make the voting happen with you doing your little voting thing on the Vote tab in our Z104 app on the website as well. So you can go ahead and do that, and that way you can have a say in what plays. So with it being a National Life Insurance Day today, that's just one of the things that are going on. We also want to tell you it is a National Day of Reason.
What?
Mm-hmm. National Day of Prayer.
Okay.
And I pray that you will keep listening to us.
Dave.
Those are my morning prayers every morning. Please, please help me not say something stupid. And then please have the listener listen to us. Is that a bad prayer?
No, that's really good. Yeah, say it for me twice.
Brothers and Sisters Day.
Aw.
Shout out to my bros, Donald, Harold, and Paul. Shout out to my sisters, Linda, Doreen, and Nancy.
Shout out to my brother, Lee, and my sister, Jody.
Yeah.
They're twins, and love them both.
Yeah.
School Lunch Hero Day. Dedicated to those men and women who make the cafeterias and schools a better place to be. And shout out to Mrs. Tedica all those years ago for the extra peanut butter bars.
So you owe the Body by Deb to her.
Yes, it all started back then.
Okay, well. Yes.
More, please.
So that was your, I thought maybe you'd be like an extra tot person or something.
No.
Tater tots, a little extra, you know.
Little school lunch peanut butter bars.
I don't know what it is, man, but I was always trying to snag the extra. I love the extra milks. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, really?
When they would take them out of the crates, and if it was towards the end of second lunch or something, and they would set all of the milks out, and they're like, it's free for all, I'd be like, I'm taking a whole bunch.
Wow.
And I'd go and put them in my, you know, whatever, you store them up. But I was an extra milk
guy.
Your
locker smells like bad milk.
I know.
My food storage.
It is baby day. Nobody puts baby in a corner. So it's baby day today. Enjoy your baby. Now, some people... it's a rough gig, you know, with your babies.
Yeah, it can be really hard. Colicky.
And some
health issues. Maybe they're not a sleeper. You want somebody that likes to nap and they don't.
And do you ever remember, you always remember specifically the details about the first night that they slept all the way through and you freak out.
Yeah.
Did you check on them?
Are they okay?
Did you check on them? No, I didn't. Did you check on them? I didn't. Oh, my gosh. They run in there, and it's like, they're still sleeping. National Fire Day. Sometimes, what do you say about National Fire Day? You celebrate the fire?
I guess.
A lot of things that keep us warm.
A lot of good things with fire, but bad things, too. Let's get to the food. Raspberry Popover Day.
Yeah.
And Chocolate Custard Day.
Don't forget about National Truffle Day.
And Truffle Day.
You know? International Harry Potter Day. They get their own.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, right? How about that? Do they call Potter people like Potterites? What do they call them? Harry Pottery people? Potteries?
I don't know.
The Potteries?
Muggles?
The pot?
I don't know.
You're the pot? I don't know. I don't know what they would call Harry Potter people. If you're really into Harry Potter, then today's your day. Luke. Brian, and that's the name of the song right there for you. Sing it again.
But I got a beer in my hand.
Now, Country Dunn came to town over 65 years ago. Now, it's been around for a little while. But right here at this very own radio station, locally owned and operated by Henry the Hank Hilton, that got this whole thing started back in the day. And we're still here, people, and in spite of having the morning show, which is all credited to you, a listener, and thank you so much for tuning into KSOP for so many years. We appreciate it. Tomorrow will be our last day on the air.
Oh,
I mean, it sounded like, God, when I got into it, it made it sound like, okay,
it's
well,
like
thanks so much.
It's been a good run. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Luke Bryan right there, and Blake Shelton and Luke Bryan, they have kind of a friendly bantering back and forth with each other, and this is how the latest instance went.
Blake told People Magazine, Luke has a ton of ideas. Not all of them are good. He called him out for a TV show he recently pitched that was dumb.
And then Blake's game show, Barmageddon, premiered in 2022. I don't know if you remember seeing that, but if you've never seen it, celebrities go head-to-head and play bar games against each other, and Luke thought that that should be the new version called Farmageddon.
Blake didn't get into what that might entail. Maybe celebrities compete to see who can bale hay the fastest, or is it just bar games on a farm?
Either way, Blake said that he has no plans to do anything with the idea and joked that dumb ideas like them seem to fall out of Luke's mouth a lot.
He was actually nice about it, turned it into a compliment. He said, Luke's got a lot of stupid ideas, but also a lot of ideas in general. He said he's constantly trying to come up with what's next. That's why he's been so successful, because he never stops thinking, and eventually he hits on something good.
This is the same thing that we sort of just talked about, but in his words.
Luke Bryan's the worst I've ever seen. Luke Bryan comes out here. Don't you hate it? This is the worst, when he comes out and goes, hey, y'all sing it. Because he's drunk and high and he can't remember the words to his own damn song. I don't do that. That's ridiculous. That's just trying to force people to do your job for you, you know?
Now, we have talked to artists sometimes that they'll say if they do slightly forget some of the lyrics, that's why when the audience comes in and you're kind of like, hey, man, maybe I need an extra breath here. Maybe I want to take a break. Maybe I forgot exactly how that little part went, and so that's where the audience comes
y'all
in
sing.
Handy.
Yeah, sing with me.
Everybody, and then you turn the microphone over and you point it to them, and then that's what Blake was kind of giving him a hard time about. And it's like, the audience, your fans are doing the job for you, and they're singing your songs. Fun stuff. A couple of funny guys, though, in all reality, man, they are a couple of just down-to-earth good old boys when you talk to them.
KSOP Country, KSOP.
All right. It is Throwback Thursday, and even if you notice that little jingle right there, you're thinking, hey, that brings back some memories. The old original jingles come out on Throwback Thursday. We appreciate you taking us along. And here you have a chance to guess a song before we jump into that. That is not country. The theme is National Life Insurance Day today. And so anything to go along with that, it is STD, Stump the DJs. Deb and Lee will be playing along kind of against each other, but then... and when I say kind of against each other, Deb rings her bell and then Lee just sits there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I might as well not even have my mic up.
No, you get me sometimes.
There are every once in a while. She'll sneak one in there. But anyway, it is no secret that Deb does know a lot of music and does know her stuff there. However, just yell at the radio too. Maybe you'll be able to beat one of the both of them at the punch. Here we go.
Back to reality.
Oh.
Back to reality. And now, yeah. Show me how these ideas.
I always start the songs in the wrong place. I forget that some of these start out cold with the title.
You mean Back to Life?
Yes. And who's it by?
Soul to Soul.
Yeah. This is our theme song whenever you come back from vacation.
Yep.
You know?
Back to life.
Back to reality. Or even every Monday morning.
Yep.
Right? After
That's
the weekend.
That's for sure.
All right, good job.
Okay, so the country voting went, oh, come on.
And then this is where Lee smokes me. And I just sit here. I might as well have my microphone off.
Steve Earle's Copperhead Road came in. My gosh, we got a lot of voting this morning. Thanks, you guys. Steve Earle, Copperhead Road.
What are people doing
came
up?
In third. I know.
Go back to sleep, I know, right? People. What are you doing?
George Strait, Nobody in His Right Mind Would Have Left Her. And this was the winner by 90 votes.
We don't even have 90 listeners.
They must have voted 30 times each. Lee.
It's Who's Cheating Who?
Oh, yeah, by David Ball.
Oh, my gosh.
By Mark Chestnut.
You know, I'm always willing to share these with you, but you're just like...
Alan Jackson.
Yes.
Oh.
It is Alan Jackson.
Oh, I don't know why that took me a minute to get...
That tall drink of water.
Yes.
Yep.
6'4" and... Moose knuckles galore.
Oh, dang.
You know what? We had that cardboard.
You know that poster that was in the women's restroom for so long.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
It showed quite a bit. I mean, it did.
He had some like, tight jeans on.
It should have had a bumper sticker there.
I mean, not that I looked or anything, but when you guys brought it to my attention, I'm like, well, Alan.
Well, it was hard not to see it if the door was open.
Well, that was before stretchy jeans came along. So here it is. It's TBT on the Z.
Everywhere you look.
Zooming who?
Right?
Aretha.
What's your deal Thursday? Darren says, could you please dedicate this song to my ex-wife, Allison?
Who's cheating who?
And please say my name. Okay. Darren Rasmussen says, can you dedicate this song to my ex-wife, Allison?
Man, we could. You know what? We found out. We did a little subject the other morning, and man, it went on fire, and it was talking about something to do with exes, and I think it was like the kids, wasn't it? Weren't we talking about how you shared custody and everything, and it just was, my point is that it opened up this can of worms that I thought, man, there are a lot of people that deal with this having to...
Oh, yeah.
You know, every other week and sharing this and fighting against each other and trying not to say things about the other's half, you know.
You might want to,
and,
but you really shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's got to be so tough not to go, well, what did they say?
Yeah.
What did they say about me? And, you know, and you've got the kid right in the middle and they're... You know, you're trying to play both sides against the kid, and well, what did you do? What movies did you watch when you were there? What did you eat? Is that all you got to eat? Was that it? Was that what you had? That was it? Did they take you? Did you just play video games the whole time? Were you in the house alone?
Did you have good food to eat?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, it can. I'm sure it's a very fine line to walk.
Oh, somebody was reminding us. We did L. King's Baby Daddy's Weekend.
That's what it was. Yeah,
and it brought up that topic.
Thank you for that. All right, it's time now for the Pledge of Allegiance. We would love to have you help us out. We do this Monday through Friday, and we would always love to have you call us and grab it live in the morning, but we also appreciate you pre-recording it as well. It is a fun way for us to go into our Z104 app and take a look at the open mic section and see what y'all have recorded and laid down for us in that, and sort of a shared studio, and then that way we can play it back. If you do pre-record it, please leave your name so we can go ahead and give you a little shout out for taking some time out, whether it be a group or a family, maybe family home evening. You got gathered around and you did that, you know. Maybe it was temple night and you met, or temple day. You great out in the parking lot with some of the patrons. You could gather them around. It's fine. And
absolutely, do the Pledge of Allegiance. That's a great idea.
It's a great idea. Maybe your bishopric will get together or for the ward activity. Who is this?
Marley.
Hi.
Marley, how the heck are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, where are you calling from?
where I come from, Lakeshore.
All right.
Lakeshore, which is, tell me again where that's at. Is that out by Saratoga Springs?
It's by, it's right by Utah Lake.
Oh.
It's out by Spanish Fork. It's not really a town. It's more of a county since there's no shops. It's just houses and fields.
Just homes and fields.
Just the
whole. All right.
Yeah, it sounds like a country song. Just homes and fields. I'll bet you anything, it's a lake with a shore up by it, right? On it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good lake observation. Shore.
Yeah, thanks. So, are you on your way to where this morning?
I'm on my way to school.
All right. You want to do a little shout out to your school?
Go Diamondbacks.
Go Diamondbacks. All right.
All right.
Marley, it's all yours. We appreciate you helping us out with the pledge. Go for it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Maggie Durant, or better known as Maggie Rose, and the Star-Spangled Banner national anthem this morning. And thank you so much, Marley, for giving us a call and helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance, and go Diamondbacks. Sweet. Thanks.
It is Diamond Fork Middle School in Spanish Fork.
Oh, she said Diamond Forks, not Diamondbacks?
Oh, I think that's the mascot.
Oh, okay.
But that's where she goes to school.
Oh, so it'd be way down Utah Lake-ish. Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, okay.
Thanks, Kylie.
Thank you. Partly sunny, 61 today. We'll see a few rain showers pop up, maybe overnight tonight and into the first half of tomorrow. And then we're looking at a pretty decent Friday afternoon. And as we head into the weekend, Saturday's your day, everybody, if you want to make plans, because we have more rain showers coming through for Sunday. So our temperatures are going to be all over the place.
Where is spring?
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of flowers. I can't plant them because I don't want them to freeze.
Well, we'll get you the rain part of spring coming up. It was 25.
I'd like to request the warm part of spring, David.
Okay. I'll put that request
in. Okay.
No, it's it was 25 in Heber City this morning and 25 in Manti, 25 Park City. So there were some mid-20s. And then we, you know, hit into the 60s here. We hit 78 by Saturday. And then we dropped to 60 in one day, about 24-hour time period, almost a 20-degree drop again. And then we have some unsettled weather the first part of next week, Monday and Tuesday as well. So it is spring in Utah. We just need the temperatures to warm up just a little bit and cooperate with us.
Right now it's 36 and clear downtown.
Well, look, on the way, the three things that you need to know are your day will not be complete. The top clock compliments that we love to hear about our homes. We'll get to that list coming up. And then brace yourself. Audio emojis could be coming to your phone soon. It's National Salad Month, too, and we'll find out what some of the strangest salad toppings that people use as well. That is some compelling information.
You don't want to miss that. Ooh. Just keep it right here.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Barking Dogs. When you really want to get off that conference call or Zoom meeting, what you need is a barking dog.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again, and it sent you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you know I sing, know my sign, know my drink size me up in a matter of minutes. Did you mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016 in PCB?
It is Megan Maroney on Z104.
She'll be here with Kenny July 16th at America First Field. And we're going to play King or Kenny in the 8 a.m. hour this morning. So get ready to win some tickets. You can pick George Strait, who will be here on June 29th, Rice-Eccles Stadium, or Kenny, who will be here on July 16th at America First Field.
Right on. That's just part of what we've got going on here. In just a couple of minutes, we will announce the Instant Cash Song of the Day at 7 o'clock. And that's the song you listen for to win cash in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. You just be caller Z. You win it. Win it as many times as you can. We're giving away $1,000 a day. And it is some fun, fun green. We love. Did you hit your. Oh, you hit your mouse. You put your.
I did?
Yeah. So you put
well,
your soda.
Let's hear that well, song so, again.
Well, isn't that fun? Your Dr. Pepper Zero is really becoming a pretty good little mouth starter right there.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Salad Month. A couple of things that are going on here today, but then for the whole month of May, it is National Salad Month. The strange salad toppings that people put on their salad and use. Now, you, for one, we all know that you don't like to dressing.
I love salad, though.
Yeah. And, man, good on you, because when we ever get a salad and we're together, you don't put anything on it, and you'll just munch down on just the lettuce and the stuff. And that, to me, is like having toast without butter.
Well, I can't.
I know.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Some people I know don't like butter with their pancakes or waffles. Do you?
Because without? No, but butter has to be on everything.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at me. I mean, look at me. I'm not trying to be good with the salad dressing. I just don't like it.
Yeah, because it's got vinegar based and stuff like that.
I would probably put butter on my salad. That would be tasty.
Is there not any kind? That would be, actually, kind of melted butter and then just pour that over your salad.
Yeah.
Is there any salad dressing that is not vinegar based? I'm trying to think if there's
think
anything
so.
that somewhere along those lines.
Well, a new poll asked people for the strangest things they like to put on their salads. People get real creative. Answers included banana, peanut butter, peppermint, popcorn, marshmallows, meatballs, beef jerky, and hot dogs.
It sounds like Elf.
Wow.
It sounds like Will Ferrell in Elf when he does this little thing now.
Spaghetti and maple syrup.
Yeah. Overall, the number one salad topping, cheese, followed by tomatoes, bacon, croutons, and I like to call those, my wife and I call them, and such.
And such?
And
the croutons?
Such. Yeah, and I think it was because, wasn't there a restaurant that came out that said tomatoes and such, or salad and such? I think there was like a salad bar restaurant that, anyway, the whole idea was... that was in place of croutons. And then cucumbers. Now, remember, salads are not automatically healthy. It depends on what you put in them.
The most popular salad dressing is ranch, followed by Italian and Caesar.
I can see that. As for actual greens, now I would flip-flop those if I were to foot that. I would put ranch, then Caesar, and then Italian for third. Just me.
I have no opinion because I have not had any of them.
As for the actual greens, the most popular, romaine, followed by just the good old iceberg lettuce, spinach, the spring mix, which I believe doesn't that have the little carrots in it or stuff like that.
I don't know.
And then the crunchy green lettuce.
And if you're just not feeling salads at all, there's this. May is also National Hamburger Month.
Heck yeah!
Yay!
Or have a salad. hey, build yourself a big old burger and put a thing of lettuce on it, and it'll be like your salad.
Delicious.
Just like that.
This is healthy.
All right, here we go. The Instant Cash song of the day is...
It is I Can Feel It by Kane Brown. I can feel some cash coming on. I Can Feel It, Kane Brown. It's going to play in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. It's $1,000 today. Again, going out the door from Z104.
And just like adding water to your oatmeal, Lee has an instant traffic report for us.
An instant traffic report? Yeah. I was just curious what you guys, if you put together your perfect salad, what would yours be, Deb?
Do you know what rice crackers are?
Yep.
Okay. I would have probably the spring mix with rice crackers and cheese and boiled egg and peas and sunflower seeds.
Ooh, that sounds good. Jeez, Dave, you get yours.
Egg. Egg is probably number one after the lettuce. I love the hard-boiled egg stuff. I pile that on. Put a little bit of cheese on. Onions, and then I do like me some jalapeno peppers, just a couple of them on the side. And then, of course, the ranch dressing.
What about you?
I like probably the spring mix or romaine. I am not the biggest iceberg lettuce person. I just think it tastes like water. So I like the darker green stuff.
Yeah.
And then cheese, egg. You got to have egg because that's your protein. I do like little diced up turkey.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got to have some celery.
Oh, that sounds good.
And then I like the sunflower seeds, of course. And then cheese, shredded cheese, and beets. Love beets in there.
That's a no for me, dog.
I love beets, too.
If you don't have the ones that are pickled, Deb, would you eat beets?
They're pretty mild.
I don't know. I've never had one.
They're pretty mild. Yeah,
they're really nice. You don't have to have the pickled vinegary beets.
They're like the sugar beets.
Okay.
Yeah. Now.
And I know I diverted from traffic. Sorry, guys.
A
nice, perfect salad. Oh, and then I have to have my crack, which is the Olive Garden dressing.
Yeah, that is good stuff. I've actually bought that in the store. We have that at the house.
Oh, yeah, I have it at home.
And you want to know another little secret? You know that canned chicken that you can buy at Costco?
Yes.
You open that up, put it in a bowl, and then you pour some Olive Garden dressing on it and mix it in. Just with that alone, those two things alone, unbelievable. In fact, they were sampling it.
I may have to try that.
They sampled it that way in Costco, and that's what turned me onto it. Man, we way diverted, I know, but still.
But it's good. There's nothing like a perfect salad when you're feeling salad-y.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, this is so good.
Now, to
and
make
then a good taco
those,
salad.
Yeah. All right, before we roll into the throwback song, the one that you got the most votes, we do that twice an hour up until midnight. We are going to do our STD, Stump the DJs theme today, among many, National Life Insurance Day. And here we go. Try to guess this one. Yell at the radio. First two notes. What the?
Some kind of charm.
What the?
Some semi-charm kind of life.
You know what? There are times, not many times, but there are times that I wish we had a camera in the studio. I mean, other than there's 98% of the time that I wish we didn't. I hope, you know, we never do. But then there's that 2% where I'm like, oh my gosh, if you could have seen Deb. Oh my gosh, she looks like a little fish. She puckered up her lips and then she goes doot 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 doot. Get
me through this semi-tom kind of life.
Do, 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 do. All right, there we go. Say the whole thing so everybody knows.
Semi-charmed life, third eye blind.
There you go. All right, we got that out of the way. Now we're going to roll into our throwback song.
All right, Shania Twain's You Win My Love came in third. Garth Brooks' Callin' Baton Rouge came in second. I haven't heard this song forever. I hope you guys get it, but I don't know if you will. It's from 2002.
Is it Alabama?
No.
Sounds really familiar.
It's a solo artist, a dude.
Steve Holy.
Nope.
Mark Wills.
Nope.
John Schneider.
No.
Tracy Lee. Lawrence.
I think I know the song. I don't know who sings it.
You say the song then, and maybe it'll come to me.
I Miss My Friend.
Yep.
I Miss My Friend by...
I Miss My Friend. That, I just got that from the music. But.
We just did a Dump It or Dig It tractor time from him last week.
Oh, Daryl Worley.
Yes!
Oh, okay.
It went number one in 2002.
Oh, man.
That was a long time ago, Dad.
I remember this song because it was out when my little scruffy dog died.
Oh, so that's kind of where it brings back the memories.
It was all I could do to listen to this song because it just killed me.
Because you miss your friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, there we go. That is how it works. That's the song that got the most votes. It's Daryl Worley on Throwback Thursday, Z104.
I miss the look of surrender in your eyes, the way your soft brown hair would fall.
Daryl Worley, D-Dub on the Z, and I Miss My Friend. That is the song that you voted in this go-around for Throwback Thursday. Thank you so much for voting. It's kind of fun, and I hope you find it a little bit fun, too, as well. That you can go on, and our Z104 app has it right there with a vote tab. You just click on it, vote as many times you can and or would like to, and then twice an hour, all the way up until midnight, usually around the top, bottom of the hour, we find out what song gets the most votes, drops right here into our computer system. So you really do have a say, and your vote counts. We appreciate it.
This is not headline news. Today is World Password Day. A lot of people struggle to come up with a decent password, but it's as easy as 1234 exclamation mark. May is National Salad Month, or as Mississippi residents call it, May. The cost of buying a home has hit an all-time high. In response to the news, Gen Zers asked their parents, "Hey, what's for dinner?" Kevin Costner is reportedly dating Jewel. Read more about it in 1994, the magazine. And Aerosmith's farewell tour kicks off in September. It's sad when Steven Tyler's scarves increasingly become bandages. This is not headline news.
You don't win friends with salad. You don't win friends with salad. You don't win friends with salad. You don't win friends with salad.
Have you guys ever been that person where other people order a half a cow, and then there's that one person that always orders the salad, and then you turn to them and it's like, oh, you're trying to be good, huh?
You shame them.
Yeah.
Because you want a pork out.
I know. And but there
come
are some
on,
people
come
that just,
on over to the dark side.
There's some people just like Lee was talking about that just love a good salad even more than just a. I mean, I'll go to an all you can eat buffet, just name or whatever. And there's people that will just build this huge salad, and I'll just skip right to the fried chicken and the mashed potatoes and the whatever it is.
You don't want
to
waste the
space
roast on
beef
lettuce
and you know.
Yeah.
And you know what else you never see? You never see a Polynesian eat salad.
Okay.
It seems like whenever you watch them at an all-you-can-eat buffet, they're like, I'm just going to go straight for the chicken, and I'm going to eat 14 pieces of chicken. You Pollies know who you are. Kane Brown, I can feel it. Can you feel it? It's in the air. It's cash. It's money. It's money, 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 money. Morning, Z104. What is your name?
Hi, Diego.
Diego, you are caller Z, dude. You just got yourself $250.
Awesome.
Pretty cool.
First time ever.
How's that for a payday already before 8 o'clock?
That's great.
What are you going to do with money?
I don't know. I lost my wife.
You'll ask your wife? Is she the boss, Diego?
Yep.
Oh, that is, that's
what
funny.
What does the boss like to buy?
She usually likes to buy things for our kids.
Oh, for the kids.
Aw, give a shout out to your kids, because today is baby day today.
Oh, well, I have six kids, so.
Oh,
well,
boy.
That's all right. Can you remember their names?
Most days.
All right, go ahead. Do a little shout out. First names.
Okay, so love you guys. Jacob, Lauren, Katana, Ryan, Lila, and Annie.
Aww.
Now, is this kind of a Brady Bunch kind of a situation, or is this all from your seed?
Oh, dang.
Yeah, they're all I hope they're all mine.
Okay. All right.
Well, with six kids, you probably need more and more and more cash, Diego. You can keep winning. 7, 10, 1, and 4, that same song is going to play, and you can win again, okay?
Awesome.
Dude, all right. Thanks a lot, man. Give a big shout out to the radio station, giving out the most cash forever and ever every day.
That's Z104.3.
Right on, brother. Thanks, man. Where do you take us along? In the car, in the office, at home, everywhere?
I'm at the home right now.
Right on. So, now, do you work from home?
Everywhere. No, I work at Weber State.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's where I went. Great, great, great.
Yep.
Go Wildcats. Okay. All right. Thank you much, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to turn it over to Lindsay Storrs right now. Weather is brought to you by the Lifetime Store. Good morning. Happy Thursday, Lindsay.
Morning, Lindsay.
Hi, Dave and Deb. Happy Thursday to you. We've got partly to mostly cloudy skies across the Wasatch Front today. High temperatures right around 60 degrees. The clouds that we'll see move in today are out ahead of our next storm, which gets here tomorrow. It just barely brushes past the state, so we'll just get isolated showers. Then all of that moves out for Saturday. We'll have sunshine Saturday, but winds pick up, and that's ahead of a storm, which gets here Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Lindsay Storrs. Tune in for the updated First Alert forecast on 2 News at Noon.
Thanks, Lindsay. It's 36 and sunny downtown. Weather brought to you by the Lifetime Store, offering an amazing interactive display for you and your family to explore sheds, play sets, basketball hoops, patio furniture, and more. Shop now in-store to save big on everything you need for the summer. Visit your local Lifetime Store today. Speaking of summer, we love so much about summer. Pool parties, beach vacations, summer outfits, things we love less, trying to get into summer shape, trying to make those summer clothes fit well again. There's one UGG way to lose the fat and inches, one easy way. The UGG way, you can hire a trainer, starve yourself, hit the gym for who knows how long, or you can do it the easy way in a day at Sono Bello, summer ready, in just a day. Sono Bello is a national leader in remarkable fat removing procedure called micro laser fat removal, where you can say hello summer, goodbye fat and inches, because in one visit, muffin tops, tummy, thighs, bra rolls, back fat, banana rolls, knee fat, arm fat, gone permanently. Sono Bello's spring savings event is on right now, so hurry and schedule your free consultation, and you won't believe how affordable it is. You can look great now, and you can pay later. Visit sonobello.com/radio. That's sonobello.com/radio. sonobello.com/radio.
K-Sup Country Classic. K-S-O-P.
Yeah, good old K-Sup. Every once in a while, we still get that. People come out, yeah, I used to listen to K-S-O-P, and then you guys changed to Z104. And I'm like, hey, guess what? We're
still K-Sup.
It's still the same. Our call letters, KSOP, we never changed, and we appreciate, hey, no matter what you, whatever you think. And I get it. I totally get it. You know, sometimes you rebrand a little here and there, and some people think that it's maybe a new company or new ownership or something, but we've been around since dirt. Actually, both Deb and I have been around since dirt. And then
that's what somebody asked, how long have you two worked for the radio station on the text this morning? And I said, literally, since dirt.
Yeah, since cinder blocks were created.
Yep.
And that's what we're sitting at. Thank you so much for taking us along. Enjoying Throwback Thursday. Before we get to the song that you voted in for Throwback that got the most votes, we're going to do our STD. Stump the DJ, we're spreading the love. The theme goes along with National Life Insurance Day today. And try to guess the song. Lee and Deb, got your ringers ready? Here yep. we go. You know both?
Yeah. I think you should know you saved my life. I don't think you realize what you've done for me. Oh, I don't think you realize what a little love.
What was the big song this guy had
could
out?
Mean?
Keep your head up. Oh, keep your head up.
You stay by my side.
It was.
Keep, you kept on the lights and
keep
you
your head up. Keep, just what keep. To say
when oh, honey, I'm good.
Oh, that's that one.
Yeah.
Now, Andy Grammer had one that was in Pitch
Perfect.
Oh,
yeah, keep your head up.
Yeah, something yep. like that. But.
Until I saw your halo, I was blind until I saw your light.
So we are talking about National Life Insurance Day today. I don't know if you haven't got your life insurance. I mean, what are you waiting for, people?
Dave.
You just never know what life's
going to... Are you afraid someone's going to come get you?
No, I actually, I'm afraid for getting a life insurance policy because then Linda might, I may disappear.
You might be on Dateline.
That's yeah. what I'm saying.
Yeah, I might disappear.
Somebody's going to get you.
And I'm telling you, if I do, Linda's the first suspect. If I come missing, then everybody, I just want to say that she has
well,
been
it's
watching.
It's all those Datelines.
Yeah, she's been watching a lot of those Datelines, so I think she knows how to. However, there are days where I think she's just too tired to kill me. She might just go, you know, somebody, you know, somebody else. I'll show you how. No, you do wonder sometimes about the validity of a relationship. Not somebody who's been together usually forever and ever. But if somebody does have like a million, $2 million policy on them,
now, something
like that.
Are you talking about Chad Daybell again, Dave? Come on, give the poor guy a break.
No. I know that's big in the news right now. But I just, you know, sometimes you wonder about those people that have a lot of fortune, you know, gold diggers involved, people who see the dollar signs. If I had a life insurance policy, you know, sometimes you almost feel like just not even disclosing
it. It's like a chick magnet.
Kind of is, actually. and or a guy magnet. You know, I mean, it's... And here's my way of thinking. Nobody cares, but I just wanted to tell you this because I didn't know if anybody else felt the same way. If I take out a big insurance policy and I end up dying, that means the next guy that comes along is going to be able to enjoy my life insurance policy.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't want, that's not the way I set it up. <I don't.
laughs> It's so, for Linda.
It is so for Linda, but then
she can share it with whoever she wants.
She'll
Dave.
Just hook up. She'll probably just hook up with somebody else. She says that she's not going to, but then you just never know what life brings
you
at
never
you,
know.
You know? And there could be some guy, some, you know, just some deadbeat guy that I don't want to work anymore in the rest of my life. I'm going to find some lady that had a previous husband. And they had a lot of money from a life insurance policy, and then I'll just play video games in the basement the rest of my life and live off of this money.
Now, somebody said, Deb, Chad murdered his wife and two kids. He doesn't deserve a break. Totally kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he...
Rots in hell. Yeah.
No. Are you thinking of like a multi-million dollar policy, Dave?
No, probably just enough to cover just gas money for Linda. No, anyway. All right.
You watch
all right.
these shows and people like kill for 20 grand.
Yeah.
You're just like, what?
Isn't that something?
At least have a, you know.
Hitmen. Hitmen are out there. They're like probably, they're taking people's lives for yeah. probably less than 10K. Yep. Anyway. So.
Saved my life, Andy Grammer.
Thank you. All right. There you go. That's the STD. Now we're going to move into our TBT.
All right. So the country voting, Don Williams, Stay Young, came in third. Tim McGraw, Can't Be Really Gone, was in first place, but lost to this song by 70 votes.
Because I think we talked too long. Reba McEntire.
No.
Till I Loved You. Faith Hill. Tim McGraw.
No.
Tracy Lawrence.
No.
John Michael Montgomery.
Baby, close
Oh, I got it, I got it.
What is it, Dave?
Oh, I got it. It's Travis Tritt, except I'm not exactly sure of the title, Lee.
Neither am I.
Assist me in my grip.
Help me till I'm gone. Help me
hold on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Kind of got it mixed up with life insurance. Now, that's how it works, and it can even change at the last minute, too, like it did. Tim McGraw was in the lead there for a little bit. Then Travis Tritt got more votes. Help me hold on. Dropped right into our computer system. But quite a few more votes there, about 70 votes, and that's how we play Throwback Thursday. It's a fun little game, isn't it? Where was that coyote again?
On 201.
All right.
It's right in between the east and west lanes at about 84th West.
All right. I have told you before that, man, when a coyote catches a deer, a little, what do you call them? A pack of coyotes? No, a pack of wolves, a pack of coyotes?
Probably.
A cackle of coyotes?
I think it's a pack.
A pack of coyotes? My gosh, you'd think that they make the worst. It sounds like a screaming baby, and it's crazy how that the sound of a coyote when they and there's, I don't know, there's kind of obnoxious. In fact, I would hope that I think Dave. They just want us to go out and shoot us.
Dave,
shoot
them, don't no!
they? I'm pretty sure they do.
That poor little guy has lost his pack. He's just wanting to find his people.
Yeah, but there's also called deprivation. We need to put out somebody to get DWR will go out there and they'll get that sucker. 7:47. We're looking at a decent day today. Enjoy it. It's actually coyote weather. It's great. It's mostly sunny and 61.
36 and sunny downtown.
It's Tyler Hubbard and Back Then Right Now. Now, it looks like most of us would like to hear some compliments about our home, right?
Absolutely.
They've done a list here. They put this together. We love to hear about our homes and what that includes. The poll, people were asked about the best home compliments. Most people said that the way the home smells is even actually more important than how it looks. 43% of the people said they'd love to hear that their home smells good.
39% of us say we consider smells when we're preparing our home for a guest. 57% of us say we use air fresheners. 48% of us light candles. 19% of us use diffusers.
I haven't lit candles recently as much. I do around the holidays quite a bit. And then I now do the diffuser thing or whatever, where you plug it into the wall. And is that what that is called?
Did you say you had a Pura thing?
Yeah. Is that what a diffuser is?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, a diffuser, too, can be the, you put wood sticks in the oil and it soaks it up. And
then emits the smell and stuff like that. Yeah. It's and I kind of cheated the system. You know, Pura refills are kind of pricey. They're like $20 sometimes.
How'd you 15, get around 20 that, bucks. Dave?
So I went to Amazon and did a little Google thing, and then I found the strong oil scent in a vial, and I take a little syringe.
Oh, my so, God.
I take the refill thing that comes with it, you know, the actual scent.
Right.
It's a little plastic. Have you seen them?
Cartridge thing.
It's a little cartridge thing. And so it's kind of like refilling your own cartridges with ink like you did with your printer back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I take the top off of that, and then I fill up a syringe and then I with the stuff, and then I squirt it into the thing. And it is just as good. And it smells good, and you can get it in the same, you know, at least Fraser fur that I'm getting it in now. But it's to me, it seems like I get a lot more for my money that way. 39% of the people say that they consider smells while they're preparing their home for a guest. Now, 59% of them say that they use air fresheners. Oh, we already talked about that.
Yeah.
I went way off track.
Most people are looking for a common fragrance like fresh laundry, ocean breeze, lavender, vanilla, and lemon or citrus.
And then the others want to have a signature smell for their home, like fresh flowers or strawberries and banana or after the rain or bread baking. Only 12% want the smell of their home to come off, want the smell of their home to come off as unique.
I just use Bath and Body Works candles. And yeah, they're really expensive, but you got to go on a sale and stock up.
Yeah, but when you're rich,
that's why there's
like
a
you.
Line out the store when there's when they're like, you know, three for whatever.
Right.
There's a line out the store. You got to do it then.
What's your go-to?
I mean, I like...
Like, what are you burning lately here?
Oh, what's it called? The pina colada pineapple, I think.
Ooh, that would smell good. Yeah, that'd smell really good. What
it
about?
It depends on the season. Like, in the fall, I like leaves or flannel.
What about sugar cookie? Have you tried that one?
They I like have sugar cookie.
Sugar cookie, too sweet. We do the pine pretty much all year, like the Fraser fir or something like that with our smell.
You do it even in the summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. It's, but, or apple, cinnamon, you know, anything to go along those lines. I don't know. Now, there are like six aggressive things that people say when they don't like your house.
Okay.
And maybe these are things that you don't want to hear. Like, for instance, this home is perfect for someone like you.
Okay.
Have you ever
a backhanded compliment?
Right. Have you ever tried on some clothing and one of your kids go, well, it looks good on you?
I do that all the time, you know? Because you have friends that can wear anything.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, can you see me in that? No.
Right. And so that
it
is
looks great on them.
It is kind of like a backhanded compliment, because when you put something on, they're like, well, it looks good on you. It's like the rest of the world wouldn't wear it, but it looks good on you. It's kind of how you take it. Also passive aggressive things that people say, like, was this a foreclosure? Or this one is a nice way of sort of getting around it. Interesting design choice.
You hear that on house hunters all the time.
Interesting design choice. This home has so much potential. I mean, you
house hunters.
You could buy a home and you think, man, I don't know if I want to change a thing. And then somebody will come in. Well, it has a lot of potential. How about this one? Did you, the previous owner, have pets? Because you can always, when you walk in, go, you know, if somebody smells or something, it's like, did the previous owner have pets? And you're like, well, crap, I guess, maybe. Now you got me worried. Now I'm going to have to change out all the carpet in this one area. And then here's the last one, passive-aggressive things people say when they don't like your house. Aw, it feels like I'm visiting Nana and Pop-Pops.
Oh, I hate that.
Because you've got that. And there is a very distinct smell for Grandma and Grandpa's house, right?
Yeah, there is. And I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
But there always is.
How's that shaping up? Have we seen the coyote yet?
Are you the coyote aficionado because you have them in your yard from time to time?
Uh-huh.
Up there on God's Mountain?
Yeah. Well, so that makes me an expert.
I'm looking at where the coyote was spotted on 84th, and I don't see him, but that doesn't mean he's not there.
Yeah, we do.
Well, he's a coyote.
I hope he found his people again. And
I hope he did,
gone
too.
Gone off to chase better dreams.
We've got some, we'll have some HOA notifications they'll send out and say, hey, make sure your animals are inside. We've noticed that the, you know, these coyotes are rolling through the area. And
we get that in my neighborhood, but it's cougar.
That's just you.
Watch out for them. Watch out for this person.
They post a picture of you. Cougar spotted. Farmington, be aware. Stalking,
extra careful.
Stalking 20-year-old boys. we are looking at mostly sunny and 61 today.
It is a cold still, 39 and partly cloudy downtown.
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
All right, here we go with our morning shout-outs.
Okay, would you give, Shawnee says, would you give Mr. Ray Beagley a shout-out? Tell him thank you for just being him.
Yeah.
Kenny Liska, birthday shout out to my sweet daughter Candace. Love you mostest. Have the bestest day. Anthony G, can I please get a shout out for my daughter Georgia? We're heading to her school now. Tell her that her dad loves her, please. Shout out to my wife for showing me underboob as I was getting ready leaving work this morning. hoping to see the rest tonight.
That is fun. That's a little tease.
Yeah.
You know?
Cameron Cronmiller, shout out to Miami and the Nautilus. They are huge fans of the show. Okay.
Okay.
Michelle Stansfield, I want to wish my sister Blanche Smith a very happy, wonderful birthday. Thank you for being the most supportive, loving big sister anyone can have and for being brutally honest when I needed it. Thanks for not sugarcoating. Love you so much. And thank you, Dave and Deb. My mornings are not the same when you two are gone. I understand you need vacation, but that doesn't mean I have to like it.
Okay.
Super nice of you.
That is nice of you. A big shout out to a few guys up there at the University of Utah in the Auxiliary Business Department. Jordan up there, had a chance to do a little meeting with them yesterday. Shout out to Richard Fairchild. And a big shout out to Brett Eden. Thanks for hooking me up with tickets and stuff.
Les, be honest. Shout out to the bestest wife a girl could ever have from Michelle Adams. Thanks for agreeing to go to the second chance prom with me, which is hard because in 10 years, I've only seen her in a dress once. And that was on the Dave and Deb cruise last year. Ah. I love you, babe, and you guys and Lee too. Awesome.
They're gonna have to dress up.
I know, right?
Well, I guess you don't have to.
Yeah, you can wear whatever you want. Darren Rasmussen, shout out to Dave and Deb. I love the morning show. Thank you so much.
Y'all are nice.
Peyton Oliver, shout out to my daughter Dakota. Happy second birthday, you little tornado. I love you. Josh Klein, shout out to graduation day. We do have a bunch of graduation.
We do.
UVU, USU, Salt Lake Community is either today or tomorrow, I think. That's graduating, way to go.
Yeah, pretty cool. On the line, you got a shout out?
Yes, I do.
What's your shout out?
Why, to my girlfriend, Debbie Kornacki and Sheila.
Oh, very cool. Down in the Spanish Fork area, right?
Spanish Fork and Payson, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Very cool. Thanks, Bonnie.
We love you.
Okay, have a nice day.
All right.
Okay, love you too.
All right, bye. Love you. Bye. Morning the Z. Shout outs.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I just want to shout out Chase Larson for letting me take the day off. He has to work all by himself today.
Chase Larson, did you say?
Yeah, Chase Larson.
Now, what did you need the day off for? Just fun or...
Yeah.
All right.
Well, no, that's cool, man. Yeah. And so you got somebody else that's sort of covering your responsibilities?
Yeah.
Right on. Do you want to do a shout out to the business that is going to be actually not very efficient
today?
Skyline Plumbing.
All right. Hey,
well, your service calls might be a little slow today. All right. Thanks. Appreciate you.
Shout out to Hannah Bell. Happy birthday. Can you give a shout out to my daughter Tuesday? Happy fifth birthday.
Oh, this is for Tuesday.
Rachel, remind me again Tuesday. I thought her name was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Amber Allen, happy birthday. Shout out to Scott Hendrickson, always doing things for others. Happy birthday to my big sister Candace from Brittany Liska. Shout out to all of the U of U grads today and tomorrow, Rocky Williamson.
Nice. That's such a big accomplishment. On the line, another shout out. Who is this? Morning the Z. What's your shout out?
Yeah, shout out to all my union brothers and sisters up there at Kennecott.
All right.
Love it. Thanks for what you guys do.
What's your name?
Rob Hurst.
Okay, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Thank you.
Chafin Winters, can I get a shout-out to Randy Horrocks? Love the old man. Have a great day. Can I get a shout-out to our son Hayden, who's graduating from UVU today? Way to go, Buck, from Jason Roper. Shout-out to Matthew, Zach, and Briggs. Have a good day. Love you, boys. And Casey Clyde, Kimberly Ellis, Jennifer Porter, Justin Humphrey, Morgan Wright, Sue Gardner, Alyssa Gibson, Caroline Phillips, Bonnie Martinez, Wendy Johnson, Pam Johns, and Rachel McKinney. Anybody else that's having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
Now, this is the one that's kind of painful for people to listen to. We've done high and low. Now we're going to do... We've done fast and slow. Now we're going to do high.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
yeah,
now it's got to be
really painful.
Super high. You got to get out of your alto voice and you got to get
I don't know if I can do that, Dave. Oh,
let me tighten up my jeans just a little bit here. All right. Got my jeans all tight and here we go. You've had a birthday, listener dear. Happy days will come to you all year. If I had a wish, that it would be happy, happy birthday from the Z. Man, that was painful. The Chipmunks on the Z. Before we get into our throwback song, the one that you voted for, we're going to throw on our STD, Stop the DJs. The theme, National Life Insurance Day today. Now, you guys are all giving me a hard time. Do you all have life insurance?
Nope, I'm worth nothing. Nope. I mean, I think we have a little one here.
Yeah, I think
that's
what she said.
that's all I have is a little one here.
Okay, Lee, you know, you were the one that was like, wow, you're...
I don't have life insurance.
See?
For what?
Look at you guys.
Oh, I don't have kids.
Yeah, but you might have a friend or a family member that will have to take care of funeral expenses.
Why would
expenses?
I pay out money?
What are you going to do with the funeral expenses?
Oh, that's already covered.
All right. Well, good.
Funeral expenses, that covered. Life insurance.
You've got your plot and everything?
Yep.
Wow. Good for you. I got nothing. Good at life.
See, I do have my
or
plot.
Or death.
You guys are giving me a hard time about all my, you know, being not prepared, but I have my plot.
I know. I'm in third place here. I got nothing.
I bought me a double decker.
Just have to.
Double decker plot.
Get in an urn and crawl in with my mom, I guess.
And I want to go first, too, because I want my wife on top of me. Who wouldn't want to live the rest of your existence here out on the earth? See, and I'm not so bad other than the fact that I don't have a folder for my taxes. Let's find out what song we're going to play here. It's not in the country genre.
Okay.
So guess this
life
one.
Life insurance?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty easy to recognize. Man, you even kind of like caught your breath. You're like, I know it. This is like our traffic theme, right?
Yep.
When we do What's Your Deal Wednesday, we always have somebody get out of this lane.
He was a hot-headed man. He was brutally handsome.
Yeah, we gotta get some karaoke in.
She was terminally pretty.
I love this song.
Terminally pretty? How come I always sing a terminally gray?
Well, I don't know, because she's
terminally gray. I thought it was always terminally gray.
You're dating a cougar, Dave?
I have a nasty reputation of a cruel dude. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, I got that part right.
They were good in bed. She say, faster. The lights are turning red.
2 minutes later. All right, who is it?
The Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane.
There you go.
All right. So the country voting, Sawyer Brown, Thank God for You, came in third. Mark Chestnut, It's a Little Too Late. This song won by 350 votes.
Sheesh.
And you might think it's pretty old, but it's only from 1983, okay?
1983?
Yeah.
Oh, early 80s.
Yeah,
we do go back
and
to that.
And it's still pretty spot on for what's going on in the world today. Maybe different countries and news reporters, but it's still pretty spot on.
Merle Haggard.
Oh, a little good news.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. You did it. It's a little good news. Clint Black.
No.
Dave.
It's a
Shenandoah. Blackhawk.
It's a tomato.
It's a girl. It's a lady. It's a woman.
Well, they can't sing.
Oh, Dave. What?
I'm just kidding. Patsy Cline.
No. 1983.
Patti Loveless. Carrie Underwood.
No.
1983. Lori Morgan.
Listen to the voice.
This morning, the kids nice alto.
Oh, Anne Murray.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
A little good news, Anne Murray.
Holy crap. I didn't even know
this
that was in the library.
Good song.
It is a great song.
And it still applies, weirdly enough.
Yeah, that's what she was just saying. That is perfect. Good voting, listeners. TBT.
I rolled out this morning. The kids had the morning news show on. Brian Thumble was talking about the fighting in Lebanon.
Oh my gosh, I freaking love that song. Anne Murray, way to go. That's what TBT is. That's why it's so fun.
And
so
is
nice.
It not so apropos still?
Absolutely.
Now, somebody said, what did Lee mean by tomato with that throwback song? So there was Keith Hill. He's a country music consultant. People pay these guys to say, you should play this, not this. And he said, female country music singers are like tomato to the salad. You just need a little bit in the salad. It's not the salad. It's just kind of a garnish.
Yeah, and there's nothing
and
there.
So that's what she meant. He actually compared female country music singers to a tomato garnish in a salad. You need a lot of man with, they're the lettuce, they're the meat, they're the protein.
The patriarch.
But you just,
they're the patriarch of the salad.
Oh, hell, Dave.
I'm going to spew.
Me too. I just threw up a little bit. But the tomato is just a little, kind of a nice little garnish.
Yeah,
the...
that's what we meant. And so when you ever hear us refer to the lettuce and the tomatoes, then, you know, it's sprinkling in a little bit of female. But man, how great is that song? How the lyrics are. We all need to use a, could use a little good news in the world today, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Pray for those who are suffering throughout the world. It's National Day of Prayer today, or National Prayer Day.
My prayer.
To stop it right there before I go any further, I want y'all to try to pick out as many singers as you can identify. The way, should I start over? Let's just start over. I'm just gonna start over, and I want you to identify. There are, I'm counting up here, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, see if you can identify them.
My friend,
the Coasters.
Just write them down.
Celine Dion and what's that guy's name?
I hope you're somewhere praying.
Andrea Bocelli.
Praying. I say a little prayer for
Dionne
you.
Dionne Warwick. Madonna.
Oh yeah, we pray.
MC Hammer.
There you go. Yeah. National Day of Prayer. We're not trying to shove anything down your throat, but really, we could all use a little
good news today.
Good news today, and if you believe there is a higher being, then we all could use a little prayer. We're hoping that we can get to our destinations this morning. Dump It or Dig It coming up next, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes.
Hey, we have a new song from Darius Rucker and Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland. We'll see what you think about it. Somebody's going to win tickets to see Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman June 22nd at the Complex. Now, you might know Ryan as Walker from Yellowstone. He'll be here for a benefit concert benefiting the Ron McBride Foundation that sponsors after-school programs for at-risk youth. Get tickets at thecomplex.com.
Cool.
Now for Dave and Deb's Dump It or Dig It.
All right, we've got our great sponsors at Baku E-Bikes putting and helping us out here with Dump It or Dig It.
It comes to us from Darius Rucker and Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland. The song is on his album Carolyn's Boy. It's called Never Been Over. It's a song he co-wrote with John Osborne of the Brothers Osborne. Contains direct references to Rucker's recent amicable divorce after 20 years of marriage to his wife, Beth. He said, this is the first time I've written a song about my divorce. It was really a tough song to write. It's a tough song to sing, but I love it. It's almost like therapy for me. It's so honest. One of my favorite things I've ever written. So we want to know what y'all think about it. Never Been Over. Text us 385-292-1043. Somebody's going to win tickets to see Ryan Bingham, also known as Walker from Yellowstone. He's performing June 22nd at the Complex. Our text number is 385-292-1043.
Same number to text gets you here to the studio, too. So if you want to make a call, you can vote that way and let us know what you think about it. It is our Dump It or Dig It.
We've been good and bad, hot and cold, been fighting mad, solid gold, been sunny days, straight line wind, been driven snow, and guilty sin. Been back roads lost and blue lights found. Dead or quiet, rocks are loud. Been up and down like we built on springs. We've been a lot of things, but we never been splitting up friends, splitting up records, putting up walls, burning down letters. Grass is greener cause there's something better waiting down the line. We never been a headlight weaving, taillights fading. So long, move on, goodbye. We never been one last long look across your shoulder. We've been a lot of things, but we've never been no word.
We've been two pink lines, two up all night. Brake on the left, gas on the right. Been 18 years around the sun. Knowing that day will come,
but we've never been split. Records, putting up walls, burning down letters. Grass is greener cause there's something better waiting down the line. We never been ahead of even till I've been. So long, move on, move out. We've never been one last long look across your shoulder. We've been a lot of things.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of years put into a relationship. That one is put together there by Darius Rucker and Jennifer Nettles. Of course, like we mentioned, Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland, in case you don't recognize her voice there, but she does have a distinct voice. Never Been Over. We want to know what you think about it on our Dump It or Dig It.
Aaron Sanzini says, dig it. You can tell it has a lot of emotion behind it. Dig it. Jennifer Nettles' voice is Butta, Cody Casto. Johnny Burnside says she overpowers him. Awesomeness. Dig it. I love their voices together. Carrie Beeson says, dig it. Melissa Andreasen is loving it. Dig it. I wish we heard more music from Jennifer Nettles. I did hear a rumor that they're getting back together, Sugarland.
For Sugarland.
They've been trying to recover from that years ago accident at, I think it was Indiana State Fair where.
Yeah.
A bunch of
lawsuits. The stage collapsed and.
Yeah.
Or lights. Yeah.
Not feeling their voices together. Dump it. Michelle Adams. Dig it from Amber A. I dislike her voice. Dump it. Tasha Walmer. Chanda Abney says, like them both. Digging it. Esther Christian. Love this. Dig it. I like this one. Give it a dig. Dig it. It's like Hootie and Sugarland.
Yeah.
I really like it. Christina Chapman. Dig it. Totally felt the emotion. Becky Lindsay. Their voices together sound great.
Off the phone. Who is this?
Hi, this is James.
What do you think?
I totally dig it.
Right on.
Totally dig it.
All right.
Thanks, James.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Love you. Bye. Morning the Z. Dump it or dig it.
Hey, I like it a lot. I love both of those singers.
Yeah. All right.
Good voices together. What's your name?
My name's Daryl.
All right. Thanks
Thank
a lot,
Daryl.
Appreciate it. Love you. Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, thanks.
Johnny Ramos says dump it. Karina Medina says I love it. Love it from Joe, Shane Shaw, digging it, Jacob Harris, Nicole Hyde, Michelle, digging it, Callie Gurman, Stephanie Christensen, Tanner Harrison, digging it, Leanne Euler, love this song, Darius and Jennifer's voices are great together. Jared Wilkinson, dig it. Darius is the man. Brandon Johansson, love it, dig it. Yvonne Jacobson, even though the marriage, even if the marriage was crap, there are still a lot of firsts and lasts you experience together that have a lot of meaning.
Yeah, and that's kind of what the whole song reflects is that, you know, even though we've done this and this and this, I never thought it would be over, you know.
Yeah, we've never done over.
Yeah.
Dig it, bringing back true country from Merrill. Riley Bilbao says, dig it. I love his voice. This is Diane, Jennifer Perry, Sterling Swenson, Molly Tonga. Jason Weiss says, dump it. Anita Erickson, dig it. Her voice is great. It was great until Jennifer Nettles started to sing. Jason Roper, Brittany Hamp, dig it. It's great when people can be amicable and things like that.
Yeah, morning the Z, dump it or dig it?
Dig it. I'm going through it right now.
Are you really?
Now, is it easy to be amicable? Is it tough to be nice or kind of a little of both? Back and forth?
It's been 42 years.
Oh, that's rough.
And she moved out last weekend.
No freaking way.
Yep. But it's amicable.
Okay.
Do you think it's
I'm in a good place?
You think in the long run it's going to be for the best?
Yep.
Just got to get through the pain.
Been a long road.
Yeah. Well, that is a long time, dude.
Wow.
Hang in there, man. That can be a painful process, but we appreciate you calling in. You say you like the song overall, though, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I've got a huge outpouring of support from friends and family, and I'm in a good place.
Good for you.
Good.
Good That's for you. Awesome. Glad to hear it. It's not always like that, so it's good to hear.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Thanks a lot, dude.
Hope you get feeling better,
love you guys.
Okay?
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, let's
I'm going to say 80-20, maybe 85-15.
Okay.
Never Been Over, Darius Rucker, Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland.
There we go. We'll roll the music.
Jacob Vincent, you are the winner. I will text you. We'll get these Ryan Bingham tickets to you. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It tomorrow morning, 8:20, right here on Z104, courtesy of Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
And right now, you can celebrate Mother's Day with Baku. You can enjoy a couple of $100 off, which is a sweet little deal. $200 off any new Baku e-bike. And in addition to that, you get a trailer absolutely free. Now, if you're thinking about, okay, what's a trailer? You know, they have a side-by-side two-kid trailer that you can pull behind your Baku bike so you can take the whole fam on a ride. That is a sweet deal, and it's the perfect gift for mom for the bike and for the trailer itself. Some sweet savings. Find it all there at Baku.com, BAKCOU.com. It's a game changer. Check it out today. You've got throwback happening twice an hour all the way up until midnight today with good old Throwback Thursday. And we appreciate all your votes that have been coming in here. We also do what we call Stump the DJs. We're spreading the love through STDs. We want you to play along, yell at your radio, see if you can guess a song that's not country. The theme goes along with National Life Insurance Day today. Make sure you prepare your taxes with a folder and make sure you get license plate or make sure you get life insurance set aside for those people. You know, because they're listen to me. I can't even start to preach because I don't even have it. But I really do cringe at the thought of what a financial burden it would be, you know, if I didn't get hooked up with something. So that's my little plug for life insurance, including myself. Okay, you ready?
Excellent. Yes. Okay,
here we go. Guess this song.
Got a couple in mind.
Yeah. You'll guess it. There you go. That's all you had to do is hear the guitar lick right there.
Yep.
Brings me back to the days where I got this album for Christmas. Got her?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a man that Stevie Nicks said was her greatest love in her life. Joe Walsh, And life's been good.
Life insurance has been good to me. There you go. Good job. Way to go. Now let's find out what song got the most votes dropped into our system here for throwback.
All right. Trisha Yearwood, the song Remembers When, came in third. Clay Walker had 10 more votes with Hypnotize the Moon. But this song won by like almost 400 votes.
Yeesh. Duh, son of a.
Lee.
Oh, my gosh.
Getting to reggae, cowboy.
Yeah. Yeah. And the
I'll
bros.
Share with you, yeah, Dave. I always do.
Yes, you do. David and Howard. The Bellamy Bros.
Yep.
Go ahead and start your line dance. Get your lariat ropes up. And here we go. It's TVT on the Z. I was walking down Broadway. Cold finish. Here we go. Bellamy Bros, the brothers, and Get Into Reggae Cowboy on the Z, the song you voted in for this go-round on our Throwback Thursday. Speaking of, I was looking for an emoji. Interestingly enough, I was looking for an emoji that had either a rifle, a gun. I typed in hunt.
There's only the squirt gun now.
I typed in hunter.
You can't find even the squirt gun?
I typed in hunting. All I got was a squirt gun. That's not going to say anything about hunting coyotes with a squirt gun.
Well, they took the gun away because it wasn't politically correct. Do you remember that a couple years ago?
Are you kidding me?
No, they used to have a gun, but they took it out.
Oh, my gosh.
And put the squirt gun, the little green squirt gun in.
This world of PC has taken all the fun out of everything. I just... unbelievable. So, anyway, we are going to be talking about some audio emojis. They're coming on the way, too.
This is George Strait.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
King or Kenny? What'll it be? Call now to win tickets for George Strait June 29th at Rice Eccles or Kenny Chesney July 16th at America First Field.
Morning, Z104. What is your name?
Becky Owen.
Becky Owen?
Owen.
Owens, Becky Owens. Okay, Becky, you're caller Z.
You're a winner, Becky Owens.
She just did a coyote.
Yeah.
How?
I did.
Now, do you want to go see King George or Kenny Chesney?
No, George Strait.
George Strait
all
the way.
George Strait it is. You're going to be there on June 29th, Rice Eccles with Chris Stapleton and Little Big Town. And you're going free on the Z, okay?
Oh, thank you, you guys. You're the best.
No, you're the best. Thanks for your determination and trying and trying and trying. You've probably been trying to win these things for a while, right?
Oh, ever between the money. Oh, yeah. We both, yeah.
Well, and you can still win the money, Becky.
Pretty cool, huh?
All right.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I was telling.
So now you've got tickets to the show June 29th. And then if you win the money, you'll have enough money to go out to dinner and everything else, too. How's that?
That'd be awesome.
Well, all right, Becky.
Do you have a favorite George song that comes to mind?
Oh, my gosh. I like all of them. I seen him and Reba together a couple of years, a while back.
Yeah, nice. Incredible show. Usually one of the ones that comes is I Cross My Heart. They love that.
Yeah,
you got a little sweetie that you're going to take to the show?
No, but I'll find one.
Okay.
All right.
Deb has a cougar up in her area, so if you want to take one there. Anyway, no, we appreciate it, Becky. Thanks for calling. You're a winner. What radio station gives out the most concert tickets?
Z104.
Right on. Nate Smith on the Z. Don't know if you heard about this, but somebody caught two lions that were mating on top of the roof of a safari jeep, and like most of us, we would like to watch, and you can. So I, in my preparation this morning at 4 o'clock, I watched the little video, and sure enough, they're on top of a safari truck with people in the truck, and they're up there, and of course, the and it's so funny. You got to watch it. You got
to
look.
A testament to how sturdy that truck is built.
Right. But the male lion, of course, did his little little animal mount. I don't know. I was trying to think of a way to say it nicely, but I don't really know how to
positioned anyway, himself.
He positioned himself in the position, and then you could tell in real life the lady lion, which is a female lion. I don't even know.
Thanks, Dave. You know, the lady lion, which is a female lion.
Well, I'm trying to think of the technical terms. Is it a, you know, I mean, I know that an elk is a cow elk and a bull elk. I'm not sure in lion world what they're called. A lion and a lioness?
I think so.
Something like that? Yeah. Anyway, so he's starting to do his thing. And then once he's doing his thing, he tries to, you know, as they usually do, to the lioness, they try to bite their mane on the back of their neck.
You
got to get a little leverage. And so as he's biting on the back of the lioness, she flops down on her side like she's playing dead. It is the funniest gosh dang thing. And I thought, man, how true to life is that?
Yeah, that's somewhat relatable.
See, now you can tell that was a good session right there.
Yeah.
That was a good ride.
Yep.
And, of course, you can't leave all of that alone without throwing in some kind of, you know, puns, you know, because the male lion has a lot of pride. And he's my main man.
Oh, you're not lying.
M-A-N. I'm not lying. So I thought maybe it would be fun to just kind of put this whole thing to music and just celebrate it in a different way. And it just so happened that the circle of life was being created on top of a safari Jeep. Stump the DJs, STD, a song that is out of the genre of country music. Try to guess it. Theme today is National Life Insurance Day today, and that's all happening here before we get into our throwback song. Now, as we approach these last couple of times, you know I usually have a little bonus here and there. And so I'll go ahead and play this one first and see if you can guess it. How are those words coming along?
I don't know the words.
Coming to you right there. And now, I haven't gotten a stump this morning. My wife is going to be so disappointed.
Well, the morning's not over, Dave. Don't give up hope.
That's why I'm doing a little bonus here. Maybe I can see if I can't get me a little stump.
Hanging by a Moment, Lifehouse.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse. Yes. Good job. Sorry. Didn't even ask you to answer. It's one of your faves.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I did really love his song called Heartless.
This was a while back on this
one,
too.
I love that Heartless song, yeah. But I just can't listen to it anymore.
Yeah.
Good life. Kanye.
And who's it with? Featuring.
Is it T-Pain?
Yeah. Good job. I always thought the chipmunks in the background were always so obnoxious.
I want it. Summertime shy.
All right. Good job. Let's move into our TBT.
Okay. So, Garth Brooks, You Move Me. Came in third. Wynonna's Tell Me Why was in first place, but this song won by 24 votes. Dave.
No, it was Lee. She beat me on it. Son of a gun.
Good times at the Shalimar.
I suck.
What? Hometown honeymoon.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, baby. You got that right.
Yeah.
However, we didn't really celebrate at the Shalimar, but...
Let's hope not.
But at King's Row Apartment, in between the wedding and the reception, we did.
Oh, good to know, Dave.
Look, we can't be the only one. No. There's got to be other couples that, as soon as you're married, you're like,
we got to find a
hometown phone booth.
Hometown honeymoon.
We got to find
phone
a
phone booth.
Well, you know what I mean.
Phone booth.
But you know that the reason they're all smiling at the reception is that's because they've already gone off and
absolutely
moved some furniture.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Lee, you're back at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Appreciate all your stuff this morning. All right.
Yippers.
Thanks. And here is your throwback song this time around. You have three more songs to vote upon, and that'll drop at the bottom.
Hey, baby, won't you take my hand and make me a happy man?
Hometown honeymoon. Ride 'em. Hometown honeymoon, Alabama, the song you got voted in there for this time around for Throwback Thursday. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is 9:14. Good morning. In case Cher ever does get married again, she could have a little hometown honeymoon. Now, I remember a little while ago, I don't know, maybe a couple years ago, I remember reading that Cher was really proud of herself that she could plank for so long. She's like 75 years old or something like that.
Yeah, she looks...
Which is cool, you know, I mean...
She looks incredible.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing. Now, it looks like Cher appeared on the Jennifer Hudson Show yesterday, and I guess she chases after the younger guys, and here's why.
And I mean, I'm really shy when I'm not working, and kind of shy around men. And the reason I got with young men is because men my age or older, well, now they're all dead, but before, they were always terrified to approach me, and younger men were the only ones that...
They're bold.
Yeah. Raised by women like me.
Well, because they probably don't even know who she is.
Everybody knows who Cher is. She's an icon.
I know. All right, got Battle of the Sexes coming up here at the bottom of the hour.
Wildflowers, wild horses.
Lainey, Wildflowers, Wild Horses, E104. So it looks like audio emojis are arriving here, believe it or not. Now, emojis have only been commonly used really for about 10 years, which actually seems kind of long, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So if you're in your mid-30s or older, they're probably a time when you refuse to use them and that maybe you didn't think that they would last. And I remember how it went in levels. I remember that it was like, well, guys, man, you guys can't use the heart emoji unless it's your wife or something. And then there was a thing where it's like it wasn't even professional to use emojis in business emails.
Too cutesy.
Yeah.
Well, keep an open mind. The next phenomenon might be audible emojis on phone calls for those of us who still make phone calls.
So...
Word has it, Google has started rolling out audio emoji to Google phone app users. There are six to start with: clapping, laughing, party, crying, and the drum, and of course the poop emoji.
Well,
the
now what's that gonna sound like?
It's a fart.
That's all it is? It's just a fart?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
So for example, even the clapping plays a brief little applause sound effects that actually both people hear on the phone call. The crying emoji plays sort of a trombone noise. Drum gives you the classic post joke, which is, hold on, I just want to give it to you in case you're not familiar with it. I know that it sounds, we call it a rim shot, you know, something like that. and then poop emoji then, of course, plays that toot noise like we mentioned.
Now, if you're doing a video call, you're already interacting with the screen, so you'd select it like you do when you're texting. If you're on an audio call, you'd have to bring the phone down from your ear to do it or be on speaker to get your audio emoji.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want it to trigger automatically with just like
especially if it's the toot.
Yes. You know, 'cause
oh,
what if
sorry.
You're,
It was my audio emoji went off
and they're
on
like,
accident.
Sure. Yeah, whatever. There will be a cool down period after the audible emoji is played. So you wouldn't see, be able to see the other person with the rapid fire sound, you know, like
poof, spam the other person.
And poop, poop. And clap and cry.
It's unclear when Google may formally announce this, when all Google users will get it, or when it might come to the Apple and other phone apps.
So we just got to wait, I guess.
Yeah.
You can check it out. The blog 9 to 5 Google has some samples of what the emojis are going to sound like. And, you know, of course, since we're in radio, this is actually not really that much of a novel because we play all the sound effects anyway, just because we're a bunch of middle schoolers and we like to play the little toot noises anyway. Now, I was thinking about how you were saying they did away with some of the gun emojis and stuff like that.
Somebody texted back in and said that the Android still has a gun, but the iPhone doesn't.
Okay, so that's the only thing I can think of that makes Android a good way to go.
Oh, Dave.
Because if that's all they've got, I mean, then I'm all over it. So here we go. Listen to these. There's your laugh. Laughing. And there's the baby crying. Wah, wah, wah.
Okay.
We didn't
do you have the toot?
We didn't do the toot.
Okay.
I'm sure I've got
one. That's disappointing.
I'm sure I've got one somewhere. It's actually, I think I can, if I just search Uranus.
Oh, Dave.
I think the plant noise comes up. The planet noise comes up. Password.
It's National Password Day.
Now, your password can be cracked pretty quickly. And I worry about this. Look, I know that we all try to come up with our little clever ways, but honestly, if you're trying to keep them consistent so you can remember, and there's some formula, somewhat of a little formula that a computer can catch on to, I imagine it would be cracked pretty easy, which you know, makes some of us think, is it that easy? Have I made it really that easy to figure out my password? It is World Password Day today.
It's saying the server went down. Does anybody know that password? Because otherwise we can't do any work.
You know what? It made me laugh when I heard it, but Pam got really offended.
Big boobs.
Drama queen. Nosy.
You're typing big boobs?
I'm trying everything.
Try big boobs with a Z.
The password. We're in.
All right. Wow. Yes.
The important thing is, this kept us secure, people.
All right. Of course, you recognize that from The Office.
The most common passwords in the U.S. last year were 123456, password, admin, 1234, and unknown. None of those are secure.
Company called Hive Systems put out the graphic of each year, puts out these graphics each year that shows how long it would take hackers to crack your password, depending on how long and complex it is.
Basic passwords that are just numbers can be cracked instantly now.
Wow. Even a 9-digit number would only take them 6 minutes. But things get a lot more secure as soon as you mix in, of course, upper and lowercase letters. Special symbols like exclamation points help a lot in this particular case.
If you add all those things along with numbers, a 9-character password would take at least 479 years to crack.
Wow.
So a 9-character password with upper and lower case and special symbols, it's pretty safe.
That's probably why they want you to, you know, suggest, okay, you need to have upper, lower case, you need to... Now, and another one, too, that I've noticed, I don't know if you've tried to create a password. They say don't use your first name. Mm-hmm. It'll kick back. You say you can't use
too
any part of your email.
Too similar to your last password.
Right.
If you really want to be safe, make it 18 characters with upper, lower case and special characters and numbers. Hackers would have to keep at it for 19 quintillion years to crack your password. That's 19 followed by 18 zeros.
Woo!
So that's really secure.
Now, have you ever used the one that they suggest? Because if you do go ahead and proceed with something, they'll say, here's a strong password if you want to use it. And it's 14, it's like humongously long.
And I probably should, but I'm afraid I'll password myself out. So I never do.
Oh, no, I would. I never use the suggested word, strong one. Now, I guess I could and then copy and paste it and put it somewhere safe or whatever. But usually I'll just say, you know, and then they make you feel guilty.
Password, they're like, password, 1234, dollar sign.
Yeah. And then they make you feel guilty, like, well, all right, then, if you want to choose your own password.
You're on your own,
it's
kid.
It's not going to be like this one here. But if you want to take, you know, that risk. Now, do you have actually admitted at one point, this was years ago, though, that you really did use password as your password.
I did. That was back in the day when we trusted the world.
Uh-huh.
And everything was puppies and rainbows. And,
right. When you could just do a password like Dave one.
Deb, 1234.
Or something, you know. But it was a much simpler time.
Yes, it was.
KSOP. All right, before we find out which song got the most votes in our throwback contest, we are going to play a couple of STDs. And that means Stump the DJs. We're spreading the love. It is a song that is not country. Goes along with our theme, National Life Insurance Day today. So go ahead and try to guess this one here.
All right.
Ooh, baby, that's
Stevie Wonder, Sunshine of My Life.
You want to give it a minute so other people have a chance to guess?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's that part of it.
You are the sunshine of
I'm going to let this play just for a second because I got to pull up our bonus one here.
All right.
You ready?
That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye.
Isn't Stevie Wonder just the most amazing artist and just so talented?
Yeah, he's so good.
My gosh. To be
Who
able
was
to...
it that waved to him the other night?
Are you
on an
kidding
award
me?
Show, somebody waved at him.
Are you
so
kidding?
So the person next to him had him wave back. I can't remember what it was.
Like for real?
For
real. Or is it a joke?
No, for real.
Like they're like, hey, Stevie, I'm over here. Hey.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember. I saw it on somewhere. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, man, that's funny. All right, here's the bonus one to go along with it as well.
Oh. We just kind of talked about
this.
Yeah,
we did. Moving a little furniture on top of a safari truck.
Yeah.
And it is the circle. Oh, whoops. Sorry, go ahead.
Circle of Life.
Yeah.
Elton John.
Right. And again, if you haven't checked out that clip, you got to Google it and look it up or something like that.
Everybody's going to Google it today.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious. Because the female just lays down like, again? Seriously? She just flops down like, my gosh.
Give it a rest, Leo. I've had it with you.
They can never be seen, what to do. They can never be done.
All right, there we go.
It was Lady Gaga. She blew him a kiss. So the person next to him had him blow a kiss back to her. Thanks, Natalie.
Did somebody
remind
little nudge her like,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Lady.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, so the country voting, Travis Tritt, T-R-O-U-B-L-E, came in third. Tracy Lawrence, I See It Now, was second. This was a winner by about 50 votes. Come on, Dave.
It sounds like John Fogerty. Oh, Big Dreams in a Small Town,
yep.
Shenandoah.
No.
Restless Heart.
Yes. Good job.
Okay.
It was one of those.
Big dreams in a small town, 18 glory bound. Nothing here to tie us down. Big dreams in a small town.
There it is. That's the song you voted in this time around. Throwback Thursday, Big Dreams in a Small Town, Z104. Dave and Deb here hanging with you. Now, there is a new thing that they have out here, and it's not really new, but it's kind of like just a reminder for us. And I know that you're all settled in over there, but we need to do this, okay? So if you wouldn't mind, stand up.
All right. I can do that. Okay.
We probably ought to take our headphones off, and you can just hear me across the room.
Okay.
But if you're bored in class or at work, All you have to do is do some jumping jacks. Now, researchers say, researchers have said
how many do we have to
do? Well, researchers at the, Ohio State University found that short exercise breaks during long lectures were beneficial to both students and professors when it came to being focused and energized. All right. So, we'll do 10 jumping jacks.
All right.
Now, you remember how to do a jumping jack, right?
I know how to do a jumping jack.
Okay, ready? Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, ten, nine, and ten. Hey, actually, we were right on the money. Whew. Okay.
I can't talk now.
Are you feeling energized?
Oh, I feel so much better.
You feeling energized?
I feel so much better.
Isn't that a great feeling right there? Okay. Nobody can stay on task for 80 minutes straight without their mind wandering. And their attention waxing and kind of wandering, the study said. And the psychology professor, Scott Hayes, if you give students a break and get their bodies moving for just a few minutes, it can help them get their minds back to the lecture and probably be more productive. And now we feel the same way as well.
Well, we'll have to do that more often.
All right. Now that we've done our exercises, we're all ready for this.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right.
Taking my heart rate here.
I know. If I can speak. Two tickets for the Ute Stampede for Wednesday night, July 10th. This is the first night the Ute Stampede has Extreme Bulls on Wednesday night. So those are the tickets you'll get. Thursday night is family night. Friday night is military night. Get your tickets at UteStampedeRodeo.com. But up for grabs right now, the Extreme Bulls Ute Stampede Rodeo tickets for July 10th.
Oh, that's killer. Oh, can I say the word killer?
Yeah, it's all right.
Or is that not politically correct anymore?
I have to ask the emoji people.
Who is this?
Hello? Kyla Farron.
Hi, Kyla.
Kyla.
Sorry to interrupt you there. Are you working?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
All right. Where are you calling from, Kyla?
American Fork, Utah.
All right, right on.
We'll find you a man, okay? Well,
like, what are you doing right this moment other than playing a radio game?
I'm in the truck with my husband listening to the radio station.
Oh, right nice. On. So shout it's going to be a dual effort.
Yeah. Shout out to your hubby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, what's his name? What's his name, Kyla?
Oh, Levi.
Yeah, remember Levi. That? Remember his name? Levi. Levi and Kyla. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can't find you a dude to play along in Battle of the Sexes. Are you a dude?
I am.
What's your name?
Shane.
Shane?
Shane?
Okay, Kyla, we're going to go first, okay?
Okay.
All right, Kyla, it's World Password Day. According to cybersecurity experts, what is the minimum password length to ensure that it's secure? 12, 9, or 6?
9.
Now, we just talked about
this. We just talked about that.
And it said 9.
It did.
So I'm going to give it to her.
Oh, what?
This, well, we just said it was 9.
I know, but that, but
this is 12.
But this is,
But our other thing said 9 that we just talked about. I'm giving it to her.
All right,
good job, Kyla.
Jeez. All right, Shane. Let's see if we can't fudge on one here, too. Happy National Baby Day. What age range do babies typically begin to crawl? 6 to 10 months, 4 to 5 months, or 14 to 16 months? Now, this one's going to vary, too.
Well, let's see what old Shane says.
6 to 10 months.
6 to 10. You got it right.
Yeah, you got it. All right, Kyla. In automotive terms, what does MPG stand for? Magnetic power generator? Motorized parking guide or miles per gallon?
Miles per gallon.
Yes.
Yeah. Your husband Levi's going, if you get this wrong. Shane, here is your question. It's dangerous to mix two of these cleaning agents with bleach. Which is the one that's safe to mix with Clorox? Is it ammonia, dish soap, or hydrogen peroxide?
Dish soap.
You got it.
All right, we're tied at 2. Kyla, what is the name of the EA Sports video game series of soccer? MLB The Show, FIFA, or Madden?
FIFA.
Yes.
All right, She's 3 for 3. We got to get it to hang in there.
That wrong.
Shane, name the planting. What'd you say? Oh, she's. I think she's just I thought she. I think Kayla just kind of gave you a little bit of trash talk. She's like, "Yeah, I aced that round."
Not.
Shane, here's
my brother plays soccer.
Oh, okay, then you better have gotten it right.
Yeah, there. Yeah, name the planting technique of placing seeds into the ground at regular intervals: grafting, hydroponics, or direct sowing. It's actually the third one, direct sowing. Sowing the seeds of love.
Yep. Kyla, that means you're our winner. You and Levi are going to the Extreme Bulls Night at the Ute Stampede Rodeo July 10th in Nephi, all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Hold on a sec. And thanks, Shane. Thanks for being a good sport. Thanks for playing along. You can play again. And we'll be right back. Beth. Well, that should be fun. We don't need to hit on that again. Just kind of remind you that that's coming up on May 18th, and it'd be fun to have you up there at the Strong VW Dave and Deb Prop. Hey, we would like to remind you, though, that we've got cash on the way into the 10 o'clock hour. The instant cash song of the day is I Can Feel It by Kane Brown. When you hear it, be caller Z and win that $250. And it's, of course, many times you can possibly win. We are pulling out the stops. It's the beginning of irrigation season, and we're just pulling it on out, and you just let your field flood with cash. $1,000 a day.
King or Kenny, you pick your ticks, 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours all week long. Congratulations to our 8 a.m. winner this morning. They chose King, but it's totally up to you. Caller Z picks their tickets. You can see George Strait June 29th at Rice Eccles, or Kenny Chesney July 16th at America First Field with King or Kenny. You pick your ticks.
Just about an hour from now, exactly at 10:50, Jimmer runs the mystery sound, and it's already up to $154. Doesn't take much. It goes up in little increments, $10 every day. And the previous guesses and even some clues are available along with the sound to listen to over and over again. So I guess we're giving you that little hint that you can go to our website at z104country.com and kind of get the edge up on maybe trying to guess that song and win the cash.
It's not a stapler. That was yesterday's guess. Yeah, nope.
There you go.
Did I find him funny?
It's not funny, and I know funny.
I know you like jokes. I want to start the day off with a funny joke.
You know what's not funny? Or not even, it's not even a joke, and that is tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, I love Friday.
How does that feel to say the F word on the radio?
Friday.
We will be back at the crack.
But tune in anyway.
All right, big finish.
Show's over, folks.
That's it. Go home, everybody. None of this ever happened.